Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pritaya Bhutale Sarmate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabhani Pracharini Nirvisesa Sanyavadi Pastutadi Om Magena Timirandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur Mritanjana, Tasmai Sri Gravye Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sapityan Dena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamahya, Dadati Swapadantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Ramana Tiananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi, Gaura Bhaktavrana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sene Sene Re Bhagwan Ki Jai. हरे नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय नमः तेजस्याभिरभिर्भव भद्रनखभद्रदंश्रकर्मसंयनरन्दयरन्दय तमोग्रसग्रस ॐ स्वाहा अभयम् आत्मने भूयिष्ठं श्राम् विदिक्षु दुःसुधमदासमन्थात् अन्तर्बहिर्भगवन्नरसिंह पहापयालोकभयं स्वनेन स्वतेजसग्रससमस्ततेजः आई ऑफर माय रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेइस Senses unto Lord Narasimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desire for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Narasimhadev. May Lord Narasimhadev, roaring for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fears of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. May Lord Narasimhadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within, and without. Lord Narasimhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tava kara kamala veri nakam madhubuta singa dalita hiranya kasipu tano bringa Keshava drita narahare rupa Jaya Jagadish Hari Jai Jai Swami, Jai Jagadish Hari. May Lord Narasimhadev, who appeared for the interest of protecting his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, remove all the Hirakasipus from our heart. From inside, Lord Narasimhadev is there. And from outside, Lord Narasimhadev is there. As he pierces the heart of Hirakashipu, and completely purge out the poisons or the demons, the enemies in his heart. He do same for us and remove all the unnecessary demons in our heart. So we can become a staunch, faithful, and fixed devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. May the blessings of Prahlad Maharaj be upon all of you. The blessings of Lord Narasimhadev be with all of you. Pastimes of Lord Narasimhadev started from Vaikuntha Loka. Once Lakshmi Devi, he came out of Vaikuntha and was returning back. Jai and Vijay, who are doorkeepers, stopped her, and she became very angry. And because of that offense, Lakshmi Devi, that offense they committed, and due to her anger, the Jaya and Vijay became contaminated by that offense. It's interesting. Vaikuntha resident can never become contaminated. There is no anger in Vaikuntha Loka, because Vaikuntha, it is said, it is a place where there is no anxiety, a place which is free from anxiety. So there could not be anger in Vaikuntha, and there cannot be contamination in Vaikuntha Loka. So we should understand what it means. It means that this pastime took place at the gate of Vaikuntha, not inside Vaikuntha. It is at the gate. And also for the Jai Vijay to be at the gate of Vaikuntha means they are as qualified as their master, Lord Narayan. Lakshmi Devi is not a conditioned soul. Therefore, either inside Vaikuntha or outside of Vaikuntha, she is the same. She cannot be angry. And there cannot be offense in Vaikuntha. So, what can we understand from this pastime? The meaning is that Lord Narayan desired to come to the material world to expand his form of protection for his devotees in the material world. Therefore, he made all this wonderful arrangement. It should be clearly understood. Lord Narayan personally made the arrangement. So, because of that, when the four Kumaras were coming to see Lord Narayan, Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay stopped them. And that angered, this is another thing, that angered the Kumaras. The Kumaras said, "You are protecting who in Vaikuntha? Where is the enemy in Vaikuntha? And who can protect Lord Narayan? And who can be the enemy of Lord Narayan that you are protecting? Your attitude of protection is the life in the material world, not the life in Vaikuntha. Therefore, you have the mentality of the material world, not the mentality of Vaikuntha." So, You are an imposter pretending to be in Vaikuntha, but actually you are not in Vaikuntha. Lord Narayan has no enemy, and therefore there is no need for protection. Whom are you protecting? Your mentality of protection means you are an imposter. You are not having the Vaikuntha consciousness. Therefore, you should better go to where you belong. In other words, they curse them to come to the material world. While this commotion was going on at the gate of Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu was peacefully resting in Vaikuntha, in his abode. After the curse was made, immediately Lord Narayan appeared. Then he spoke to the Kumaras. You are the sadhu, you are sadhus, you are saintly personalities. If you are a sadhu, you are a saint. How can you be angry? What is the value of your mantras, the Hare Krishna mantra I've been chanting for years? What has he made in your life that after so many years you are still having anger? You're supposed to know that I kept them here and they're doing their duty. So to curse them means that you still have material qualities. By your practice, by now, you're supposed to understand that they are my servant and they are faithfully doing their duty. So cursing them was not proper, was not a befitting activity for a sadhu like you. The Kumara were made to understand that they did something wrong, and they felt very sorry. They repented for that. That's the nature of devotees. Devotees should be so repentful after having committed something, and we have been made to understand. We should be sorry. We should repent and try to make necessary adjustment. A devotee who is actually a devotee in Krishna consciousness cannot justify deviations or rationalize our weakness. The Kumaras, they taught us this lesson here. They felt sorry. After speaking to them like this, Lord Vishnu then spoke to Jai and Vijay. You should know that your offense committed by the disciples, or offense committed by the servant, goes to the master. The servants who have the mentality, they should have the quality, they should have the knowledge of the master. So you should have resembled me, just like a child should resemble the parent. Right? The disciples should resemble the guru. So you should have known that these personalities are sadhu, they are saints, and they have the right to see me. Stopping them, it is not right. Here, the Jai and Vijay also understood, oh, we have also done something wrong. So Lord Vishnu told them, this offense you have committed is as a result of your offending my consort, Lakshmi Devi. When you stopped Lakshmi Devi from entering back into Vaikuntha to see me, she was angry, and as a result of that offense, it had led you to offend the Kumaras. It's very dangerous. Offense is very dangerous. So in this way, Lord Vishnu made both parties to understand where we have gone wrong. Vijay also, as pure devotees of Lord Vishnu, they accepted that, oh, they have done something wrong, and they wanted to remedy. So Lord Vishnu made the arrangement. You should take 7 breaths as meditation goodies or three bets as an end. Have testified their bhakti, their practice. Jai and Vijay thought, this is very, very painful to disassociate ourselves from Lord Vishnu, our master. It is too painful to give up this association. Sri Mahaprabhu discussing with Ramananda Rai, asking many questions. One of the questions was, what is the most painful thing in this world? Unbearable thing that wants to know, the devotee should never tolerate it for a moment. Srila Ramananda Rai replied, not to have the association of devotee, pure devotee, is so painful that it's the most painful thing in the world. And devotees who are really serious in bhakti, who are really making bhakti, cannot tolerate it. So, by Jai Vijay, being devotees, they fell. How can we stay saving bed in the material world without Vishnu? It is not possible. It is better we should take three as a demon. And that way we can turn back very fast. So Lord Vishnu told them, yes, you should go to the material world and I will come there. We will worship ourselves with great anger. We worship ourselves in anger, uncontrollable anger. That is how we are going to worship each other. This vow they have taken from Vaikuntha before coming. So Jai and Vijay, they came here. Hirakasipu and Hirayaksa were the first. So they came through Diti and Kashyapa Muni. I mean, we don't know the path I'm leading to that. Today we are not going to that. So Lord Narad, he came to fulfill his promise with his devotees. So Hirakasipu was very, very angry that Lord Vishnu has killed his brother, Hiranyaksha. So he took a vow to kill Lord Vishnu. In that way, he went to the valley of a mountain, and there he stood on only two toes, one toe from the right, one toe from the left. Only two toes, two. One from the right, one from the left. It is impossible for someone else to do it. It is not impossible for a devotee like Jai and Vijay, who are now acting as Hirakasipu and Hiranyaksha. What do we expect from devotee? He performed austerity, which is not possible for anyone else, a conditioned soul, to do. The Hirakasipu gazed his eyes to the sky as if to burn the universe, expecting that he will get Lord Vishnu killed by his austerities. He performed austerity for 120 celestial years, standing with only two toes. He performed austerity so much so that an ant hill covered his body. The ant ate off his body, ate off the flesh completely. Without the body, we cannot exist in this world. We need body to exist. But Hiranyakasipu existed by his power without the body. Only the skeleton was there, but he was able to sustain his life air without the physical body. Yes. What do we expect from an exalted personality like Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha? This was the level of austerity he performed. Today, when we fast on the currency, we can't function properly, we can't think properly. By overlooking at the time, when the day will pass, we can break our fast, we can eat. We are not the body. We are not the body can be realized what we are fasting. At the time, we can realize we are not the body, or we are the body. How we are not the body can be realized when we are fasting. We would not like a currency to come. Anyway, here ya kesipu. Perform severe austerity. That is the strength of his austerity. And because of that austerity, the whole universe was affected. The demigod went to the Brahma to complain. What is happening? Look at the fire coming. Is it a time for dissolution? The Brahma told him, no, it is not yet the time, but it is the meditation of the son of Diti. His austerity shook the whole world, just like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's devotion shook the whole world, the whole universe. Proper devotion has affected the whole world. Everywhere in the world today, you go, you will feel the bhakti of Srila Prabhupada. Yes. That is, I will know a devotee. The quality is a bhakti. Yes, could be felt, not just theoretically, not just philosophy alone. A bhakti, it is practical, it is tangible, and it could be felt. Who can, everywhere you go in the world, in the universe, who can feel the bhakti, the devotion of Srila Prabhupada. Everywhere you go, Prabhupada has planted Krishna everywhere we go. That wherever you go today, Krishna is already waiting there by the bhakti of Srila Prabhupada. So here in Akashipu, austerity shook the whole world. The demigod were afraid. So while here, Kasipu was performing his austerity, Lord Vishnu, he understood why he's doing that. So when Brahma came and gave, when Brahma came, he couldn't see. He couldn't see Hirakasipu because anthill has eaten all his body. There's no physical body, no subtle body. So Brahma has to sprinkle Mahawata on the spot. He recognized the place only from the fire that was coming up from the spot. In this way, Lord Brahma gave back another body as a supreme, as the chief engineer of the world. So he gave back another body to Akasipu. Akasipu was happy to see Lord Brahma and he offered his obeisances. So Lord Brahma said, my dear Hirakasipu, O son of Diti, the best of the demons, your austerity is so mature. No one can do this austerity which you have performed. Therefore, I am pleased. Ask me for any benediction I'm ready to give you. Hirakasipu said, yes. I don't want to die inside the house, outside the house, in the air, the land, in the water, anything created, dead or alive weapons, human beings, demigod, beast, anything. All the intelligence, let it be given to me that you have your power. But Brahma said, the benediction which you are asking from me, it is impossible. I cannot give it, but you have it. The Brahma said, yes. This benediction you have asked from me, it is impossible to be given. Still, may you have it. Hirakashipu became very, very powerful. And then of course before then when he was performing Hirakashipu performed two times austerity. The first time he was practicing that the morning he came there, while he was meditating, Om Brahma Namaha. He worshiped of Brahma. So, Naradamuni came there and chanted on his ears, Narayan, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Hirakashipu was very, very angry to hear the name Vishnu, his eternal enemy. He couldn't continue the austerity because now he's angry. Therefore, he stopped his austerity. He came back and to his house and tried to control his anger. She had to sleep with his wife. After meeting, his anger disappeared. But because he was thinking of Lord Vishnu, in that way he met his wife, Prahlad Maharaj came through the cement and entered the womb. Lord Krishna tricked Hirakashipu by the agency of Narad Muni. So after that, he went back to continue with his austerity. When he got his benediction, then he came. And he fought all the demigods and drove them out of their place. He took the post of Lord Indra and was sitting on his throne to terrorize the world. Meanwhile, while he was, now his wife is pregnant. So he has gone to continue with his austerity. In his absence, all the demigods, they took advantage of his absence and fought with the demons and killed and destroyed them. After defeating the demons, they arrested Kayadu, Hirakashipu's wife. Indra took her. The intention was that Kayadu will stay with Indra, and as soon as he delivered the child, they will kill the child. Because they were thinking, one demon is already a terror and nobody can face him. Only Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma will not control by Hirakashipu. Everyone else were under Hirakashipu's control. Narada Muni said that, including myself. So in that way, Narada Muni came and told Indra, "Hey Indra, you are going to kill a woman? You know the consequences?" But Indra said, "My dear Narada, we already have a big problem. Hirakashipu. And another one is to be born. If we have two, what will happen to the universe?" So Narada Muni told him, "This woman is faultless. Leave her." Indra said, "But the child in the womb, I won't kill the woman, but the child in the womb will kill. Because a demon also." And Narada Muni said, "My dear, the child in the womb of this woman, Kayadu, is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, and you will never be able to kill him. Even if you try, you will not be able to kill a devotee. It's not possible. Therefore, he released the woman. Because the child is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, I will take her with me. Don't be afraid." So Narada Muni took Kayadu. He kept her with him. Kayadu rendered personal service, sincere personal service to the Muni. Many devotees were wondering, or are wondering, they have asked me this question some days ago. Hiranyakasipu performed austerity for such a long time, 120 demigod years. Haji Prahlad Maharaj is only 5 years. Sukadev Goswami said, when Hiranyakasipu was performing austerity, and Prahlad was already in the womb, his mother decided not to deliver until Hiranyakasipu, her husband, returned from his austerity. So Prahlad was delivered only after Hiranyakasipu returned home from his austerity. So we are calculating his age, 5 years old boy, Prahlad, from the time he appeared, not the time he was conceived. The mother kept him in the womb, waiting for the husband to come before she delivered. So after delivering, Hiranyakasipu sent Prahlad to go and study politics. These are my enemies, and these are my friends. Dharma Artha Kam Moksha. Prahlad Maharaj, while he was in the womb, and also a devotee, the Muni instructed him and trained him by teaching him the process of pure devotional service. He taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prahlad is a pure devotee, unalloyed devotee of Lord Krishna. Even before he came out from the womb, he is a liberated soul. Therefore, he has no single interest in anything material, and he preaches against materialism. He spoke to his father the process of bhakti and requested him, you should surrender to the Supreme Person of God and worship him with all your heart. That is the only occupation, permanent occupation for the pure soul, for the living entities. So he was never interested in the politics that they were teaching him. And Prahlad educated his classmate who had approached him for transcendental knowledge. Prahlad converted all of them into devotional service. And when the Krishna consciousness, when the teachers, Sanda and Amaraka, saw the danger that Prahlad Maharaj, with his devotion, has affected all the demons. Demons' children and made them devotees. They were afraid of the generation, the future generation of the demon race. They took him immediately to go and report the case to Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu feelingly took Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and said, my dear boy Prahlad Maharaj, all blessings upon you. You have been trained in divide and rule system. Please tell me what is the best of all the things that I have studied. What is the best lesson we have learned from your teachers? So Prahlad Maharaj, he told his father, as far as human life is concerned, an intelligent person, the learned person, should engage himself or herself in Saravana, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Vandanam, Archanam, etc. One should constantly, with all sincerity, hear about the Supreme Person of God and chant those glories and remember them. Anyone who is outside these nine principles of bhakti is a fool. He said in the past, foolish people like you were considered themselves to be the all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, but they were all destroyed by the stringent law of material nature. Christians destroyed all of them. And you are one of those fools who are standing waiting to be destroyed by Lord Vishnu. Therefore, I advise you immediately give up your demanding mentality, considering this is mine and that is yours, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Go to Vrindavan and take a shelter of a pure devotee. That is my request, and that is the best thing I have learned from my school. Here, Kasipu was very angry, and he said, "Who has given you the power to overrule me? You know very well that when I'm angry, all the demigods will flee in fear. You are a tiny, small boy. You think you have power to control your senses more than me?" Hirakasipu remembered how he spent 120 celestial years in practicing austerity, and Prahlada Maharaj did not do that. So Hirakasipu was angry. "You are a small boy. You are to teach me how to control the senses? I don't know how to control the senses by performing austerity for a long time. Can you do that? You are a fool. You are ready to die in my hand. Take this boy immediately out of me. Let him be killed. He is just like a wood, which is used with the axe to cut down the tree of demon race." It is true. It is a fact that Prahlada Maharaj has come to destroy the demon race. So, Prahlada Maharaj was tortured in so many ways. He was placed before dangerous elephant to be trampled upon. Yet, Prahlada Maharaj did not care for anything. He was given deadly poison. Prahlada Maharaj was not affected by anything. He was thrown off the cliff to be killed. He was not affected. Lakshmi Devi, Narayan, they came to support him in a place called Visakhapatnam in India, southern part of India. You will see where Prahlada Maharaj was thrown off the cliff. But Lord Singhadev, he came there personally to take him. That Prahlada was never affected. He was put into dangerous and poisonous snakes. Prahlada Maharaj was never affected. He was put into a boiling ghee. He was not affected. Prahlada Maharaj told Hiranyakasipu, "You see, all this you attempt, you are making. I'm not affected because all of them are my master's element. All of them are Krishna's element, and they are Krishna's energy, and they are obedient to Lord Krishna. So when you put me before them, they cannot do me anything because they have respect for devotees of Lord Krishna." Hirakasipu was afraid. He was trembling in fear. "I have the power to control all the demigods. I have no power to control this boy. Where did you get your power from, this boy? And who is that person? Who is that person you have been describing as a supreme person of God other than me? I want to see the person. Is he in this pillar? I want to see him." Prahlada Maharaj said, "Yes. The source of my strength, of which you are asking, is the same source of the power of yours. It's the same person. Only out of ignorance you are thinking my power and your power. It's the same Supreme Personality of God who is doing everything. And he is everywhere. He is present right here." Prahlada Maharaj, with his bhakti, put Lord Krishna everywhere, even in the pillar. Hirakasipu, who has the strength, from the power of his austerity struck the column in his palace, and to his amazement, a terrible sound came up from there. The sound vibrated throughout the whole universe. The demons, their heart failed. The ocean was agitated. Hirakasipu was tracing the source of that sound. The demons couldn't find out. And suddenly Hirakasipu saw a personality who came out from the pillar, terrible, and his heart was touching the sky. He is neither human or animal. So is Nara the Simha, half man, half lion. So you cannot say it's a bird, it's a beast, it's a human, it's a demigod. You cannot say. Lord Narasimhadeva represents the intelligence of Lord Krishna. Therefore, here he did his duty by killing Hirakasipu, and at the same time he maintained all the benediction that was given to him by Lord Brahma. Hirakasipu took a benediction, he would never die inside the house and never die outside. Lord Narasimhadeva, he stood, half of his body was inside the house and half of the body was outside. So he's neither inside or outside. He said he will not die in the air, he will not die on the land. Lord Narasimhadeva, he placed him on his lap. So he's neither inside or outside, he's on the air or he's inside the air. He cannot be killed by any weapon, including life or death. His fingernail is neither death nor death weapon. He cannot die by daytime or in the night. It was 6 o'clock, twilight. Neither day, no night. In this way, Lord Narasimhadeva, he contracted all the a boon Hirakasipu got from Lord Brahma without breaking any one of them. So he killed Hirakasipu. So now Hirakasipu is dead, but Lord Narasimhadeva. Lord Narasimhadeva, Bhagwan ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. So Lord Narasimhadeva came to give protection to his devotees, and by vanquishing the demons. After killing Hirakasipu, Lord Narasimhadeva, he faced all the demon associates of Hirakasipu, and he killed all of them. Because if you look at the Narasimhadeva picture, you see that he was terribly angry, because that is the vow he took from Vaikuntha before coming. You can also see that Hirakasipu has unquenchable anger towards Lord Narasimhadeva. Narasimhadeva also has terrible anger that his neck is shrunk into the shoulder due to intense anger. So he killed all the demons. So Lord Narasimhadeva should kill Hirakasipu in our heart. He is inside to protect us, protect our heart from for the six enemies: Kam, Krol, Loba, Moha, Vatsarya. Lust, anger, greed, envy, jealousy, madness, illusion, greed. Narasimha Devi is inside by hearing the Singha. He's inside to remove Hirakasipu's, and he's also outside to protect it from other demons entering inside. So it is our duty to take full advantage of Narasimhadeva's appearance. By inviting him willingly, inviting him willingly by praying. Lord Singhadev, so kindly remove all these demons from our hearts. If we just whimsically pray, nothing will work. If you pray with feelings, Lord Singhadev, we will have wonderful experience. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Singhadev. This is a prayer offered by the resident of Jambudweep. Prahlad Maharaj offered this prayer. The Hari Barsa, Lord Singhadev stayed there with Prahlad Maharaj. And there, Prahlad Maharaj offered this prayer to Lord Singhadev. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasinghadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolt, kindly vanquish our demon-like desire for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. What is your prayer? And then in the sixth canto, this is from fifth canto Bhagavatam. And then in the sixth canto, Narayan Kavacha. Prahlad Maharaj also is praying. Wonderful. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Narasinghadev. May Lord Narasinghadev, roaring for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fears or dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. May Lord Narasinghadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within, and without. Lord Narasinghadev Bhagwan Ki Jai. Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai. So he has come to give us protection. It's our duty to invite him to take care of us, remove the Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu represent soft bed and gold, money and woman. Padiradi.